And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. So in case you didn't hear yet, there's another story out now that that the Biden administration is considering not putting Space Command in Huntsville. Well, this has been going on now for 2 years. It's obvious that it's political. And what's so interesting is the state that's clamoring the most, saying it should be staying here, it should be with us, is Colorado, which ranked fourth on the list. Nonetheless, last night, one of the members of the staff at Senator Tuberville's office texted me a breaking story on NBC, and so I've got a copy of it here. And before I go into it, we're going to be talking just a moment with Dale Jackson. I will say this: Governor Kay Ivey has issued a statement just in the last few minutes. I say a few minutes. I guess she issued it last night. Where is it? Nope, in the last few hours. Alabama is the only choice for Space Command headquarters. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The contest wasn't even close. The Pentagon knows it. The White House knows it. I'll keep saying it, and Alabama will keep proving it until headquarters is officially in Huntsville. That's Governor Kay Ivey. Well, listen, somebody else who's been tracking this story, our own Dale Jackson from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up yonder in Huntsville, and also writing for Yellowhammer News. He's on the line right now. I thought I'd just get his thoughts. Dale Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
I could not be better.
Well, I'm glad. If you're happy, we're all happy.
I'm not happy about what they're doing here with this space, man. I'll tell you that much.
No,
what they've decided to do here is completely political. They've taken a move that had a clear set of criteria, and now they're saying that criteria doesn't matter. These guys voted for Joe Biden. What they did was political before. That's basically their entire argument. It's incredibly weak and disingenuous, but they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, you know, I'm still waiting to see what the official word's going to be, because they are dragging their feet. But the indications are right now, too, they're doing it not just because Colorado voted for Biden, but because Alabama didn't, and because Alabama's a pro-life state. And there's some indication that they're doing this as a swipe at Senator Tuberville, because he's been holding up the all the flag officer confirmations because of the DOD's abortion policy. What do you hear about that?
Yeah, I said that a while ago, that I thought that they would end up blaming Tuberville for this, and they've been holding up all these things, which is just blatantly untrue. You can't say, this guy's hurting military readiness, so we're going to keep this place, this headquarters, in a place where it is not going to be as effective. I mean, the whole thing is incredible. You always heard egghead, PhD types, and not real doctors, but the PhD of education types, say things like, well, you really got to understand, they could do this job from anywhere. Well, if that's the case, well, they just do it all from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Because they can't. There's a lot of manufacturing and other stuff that goes into all of this. And they've got to be clear here. We were the best place, period. And they all know it. And all because they believe, which, by the way, why is our recruiting way down? Because they think so little of military members, they think they're going to say, wait a second, my kid can't get an abortion in Huntsville, Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. Who thinks that way? Not a single parent thinks that way unless they're a blue-haired idiot. And they probably didn't raise kids that would go into the military or talk to them after the fact.
No, it's you're absolutely right. And by the way, newsflash for all of you PhD holders out there, Dale Jackson does not think you're a real doctor. But that's okay. But I mean, so this is the maddening piece, and I guess, I mean, I look at this thing too, and I think, okay, from a state's rights perspective, let's say the abortion law really is factoring in, which I believe it is. I mean, the Supreme Court has now ruled it is a state's right to pass its own laws as to abortion. We do that, and then we get punished by the executive branch for doing what the judicial branch says we can do. I mean, does anybody see that argument out there?
If I was Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump right now, I'd say, okay, but if you do this, when I become president, we're taking one. We're going to take one from New York. We're going to take one from California, and we're going to move it to a red state. If you want to play this game, game on. You saw what you did to your judges, right? You look at the judiciary right now and how red it is. If you want to play this game, go right ahead and do so, but we're going to play it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you look at it, you know, the California is where the Naval Special Warfare Center is, where they train Navy SEALs. The water is always freezing off the coast of Coronado. So why don't we just move it down to Dauphin Island here in Alabama, and we can do it here, because then they wouldn't freeze.
Because there's alligators down there.
Well, there are alligators. We saw that most. There's alligators in Huntsville, man. That's crazy.
I'm scared of them. You don't talk about them.
Well, I did notice that they were being reported as 6 feet long until you said something about them being 8 feet long. So I was pretty sure that was fear kicking in.
It was. I'm afraid of those things, man. They're pretty sort of killing the sheep.
Well, all right. So what's your prediction? Are we going to see a statement from the White House? Because right now the White House has neither confirmed nor denied this thing is happening right now. So what's your prediction on this?
It's my understanding that all of this stuff we saw in the media a couple of weeks ago, David and Mason, all these other people writing these columns about how this commands to stay in Colorado and all this stuff, that's just priming the pump. They're just trying to motivate the Biden administration to finally pull the trigger and screw over Huntsville. Right? So I think it's coming. And they're going to try to blame Tuberville, and the smart eggheads inside this state will blame Tuberville for it when it has nothing to do with it. It also has nothing to do, I don't think, with the abortion thing. I think it has the only thing it has to do with it is Colorado voted for Biden, and he needs them again. So why not take from Alabama, which isn't going to vote for Biden again?
All right. Well, I like your plan. I mean, I think you're right. I think we're going to hear something probably in the next 2 weeks once they get through with all the debt ceiling fight, because he's trying to get votes. But he's not going to get them from the Alabama delegation. But then at the same time, I think we're going to see something about 2 weeks from now, and we're going to figure it out then. And I like your plan. Once we switch out the presidency, which I believe we will, it's going to be time to go ahead and say, okay, guess what? California, you lose a military basing. We're going to move that command over to Alabama.
Yeah, and, you know, kudos to Terry Sewell for standing up and saying, look, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, this doesn't make any sense. Now, she's motivated to do that by where she lives. I get that. There's another Democrat in the country that's going to do it. But at least she did that, the bare minimum. So congratulations to her.
Well, I hadn't seen that, but I'm glad to see she finally joined the rest of the delegation on something. All right, man. We'll appreciate Dale Jackson. Thanks for chiming in real quick. We're going to keep talking about it for a little bit, but you have a great day, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. See you. Yeah, so the bottom line is this. The search has been conducted. The studies have been concluded. The effort has been made over and over and over and over again to review that and try to find a way around it, and they can't. And if they come out, if they come out and say a state that passes its own laws and we don't like them is going to get punished, if they do that, there will be nothing left but to go ahead and file suit and try to enjoin this on the basis of purely partisan politics. And, oh, by the way, that it be violative of the rights of a state to enact its laws under the 10th Amendment as clearly directed by the Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision. So if abortion's at the heart of it, if we can find a whistleblower somewhere and that whistleblower says, here's the email, they said if they're going to be an abortion-free state, then we're not sending Space Command there, bam. Well, we got to find it. But I'm betting somebody out there has an email. Somebody out there's got a memo. Somebody out there's got a something. And we need to bring it to light, because this is just absolutely asinine. In fact, Boomer, I am pretty sure this qualifies for jackassery of the nth degree. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got a break coming up. When we do, we're going to come back from that, and we're going to keep talking about this, because I've got right now what the statement's being put out. I told you Governor Ivey's statement a moment ago. Good statement. I'm glad she did it. Too often she's silent, but in this case she wasn't. And we've also got comments here from Congressman Strong and Senators Britt and Tuberville. And, yeah, I'm just telling you, no one's taking this line down. We'll see where it goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.